Welcome to the 6th of November. Have we got some big news for you today from the big news media burying the story again? Well, we'll get to that in a second. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Three big things you need to know right now for Wednesday, November 6th, 2019. Number three, President Trump says he's ready to offer U.S. military assistance to the Mexican government after the massacre of women and children, American women and children, by drug cartels. Number two, the battle of the career diplomats is ongoing and never ending. One says, well, I think there was a quid pro quo. The other says there was no quid pro quo. It continues. And number one, ABC News caught with its pants down in the Jeffrey Epstein story. Yes, Project Veritas turned a hot mic situation into a really hot mess for the network, trying to recover now and clean up after themselves. It is a devastating video. It was a hot mic situation back in August with one of the ABC News stars, Amy Robach, sitting on a set, live mic, talking about the investigation that she had done into Jeffrey Epstein, saying it was dismissed because nobody knew who Epstein was, saying it was then buried because they hadn't met their level of journalistic integrity and so on and so forth. She says they had it all. She says they had Bill Clinton and everything else and had a witness that had been buried for, well, for 12 years, that they had finally coaxed to come out into the open. And yet ABC decided not to run the story. And at some point you have to say, now that's interesting. She said 3 years ago we had it all nailed. 3 years ago we had it all nailed. This is August of 2019. I want you to hear this. Some of this is long, but it is very instructive, and you need to hear it because we have to put it in context. So this first bite, bear with it. It's lengthy. It is Amy Robach talking with somebody off camera and then talking with a producer in her ear back and forth about the investigations she did into pedophile Jeffrey Epstein before he died. And by the way, what does she think about Jeffrey Epstein's death? We'll get to that. Bite number one, Amy Robach from ABC News on a hot mic released by Project Veritas. Bite one, go.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail. And now it's all coming out. And it's like these new revelations. And I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh, my God. What we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey. Yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying, there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. And I had it all 3 years ago.
Had it all. Project Veritas, putting it out there for all to see. Project Veritas, who has spent the last couple of weeks exposing CNN for their bias and the fact that they are stacked against Donald Trump and Republicans in general. But here's what we learned from Amy Robach there. The royal family was outraged that they would do such a story. And if you couldn't have the prince and princess on camera, well, we can't do that. Nobody knows who Epstein is anyway. Robach should be angry, but she released some weak-kneed, weak-willed statement. Oh, you know, it was a moment that, I was having an emotional moment. And I was angry. No kidding. A story that would have won you all sorts of praise was buried by your network. And the question is, for what reason, Amy? He should also be deeply ashamed. I want you to think about this. How many more underage girls were abused by privileged men because ABC News buried the story. NBC News did the same thing with Ronan Farrow, as you know. So NBC News buried the story. ABC News buried the story. Over at CBS, you got Les Moonves and Charlie Rose and other such classy pieces of work. But how many young girls were abused? How many incidents of pedophilia were allowed to occur in that intervening 3 years before Ronan Farrow blew the lid off it finally with Jeffrey Epstein and tore it all back? How many women were exploited, young girls exploited by these? This is the true price that ABC was willing to pay. You know, over at NBC, they've got Matt Lauer and his rape button on his desk. And at ABC, they're letting Jeffrey Epstein, you know, go on down the street. What is wrong with these networks? And they want you to believe that somehow when they bring up garbage stories about Brett Kavanaugh and a relationship he had in high school, we are to take that seriously. But Matt Lauer and Jeffrey Epstein, nothing to see here. I've got more here from Amy Robach, and I want you to hear it. It's bite number two. More about the killing of this story. And more importantly, what does she think happened to Jeffrey Epstein in that jail cell in New York City? Bite number two with Amy Robach. Go.
So do I think he was killed? 100%. Yes, I do. Because he made his whole living blackmailing people. There were a lot of men in those planes, a lot of men who visited that island, a lot of powerful men who came into that apartment.
I mean, when I heard he was found dead in his cell,
I knew immediately. And they made it seem as though he made that suicide attempt 2 weeks earlier, but his lawyers claimed that he was roughed up by his cellmate around the neck. That was all, like, to plant the seed, and then... That's why I really believe it. Like, really believe it.
Again, Project Veritas doing bang-up work. We're going to dig deeper into this. By the way, that recording, that video was taken in Times Square in August of this year. And Amy Robach was clear that her story had been killed 3 years ago. If you go back 3 years in time to August 2016, coming out of the conventions, Hillary Clinton had been maintaining a 3 or 4 point lead over Donald Trump. But right at about the time this story was getting buried, Donald Trump had crept up and tied and taken a lead in national polling over Hillary Clinton. You heard Amy Robach say right there, they had Bill Clinton, they had it all. They had pictures from the island. What kind of pictures, you have to wonder? What kind of pictures did their witness have? And isn't it convenient that the network would bury a story that would have buried Hillary Clinton along with Bill Clinton? Consider that. Let that sink in for a moment. 14 after on a Wednesday. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
Your local FS is member-owned. And that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS HiSoy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or HiSoy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and HiSoy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.